Friday status for the game. Stevenson, questionable. Ty Davis, questionable. And Emmanuel Sanders, questionable. Three guys. The rest is good. Questions?
So you think Paris is good to go then?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He's fine, yeah. I mean, he had a stomach issue. He's totally fine.
If Donald's good to go, do you expect him to start it right, or is that still up in the air?
We've got three options there. No, we haven't confirmed it yet.
Well, you said one of them was Wilkinson. How's he coming along? You know, obviously, young guy's not a lot of
He's coming along well. I mean, he's a young player. He's a physical player. He's a smart player. So if he had to play, I'll be okay with that.
The Patriots, 12-4 every year, basically because they don't beat themselves.
Absolutely.
Turnovers, you preached it all, you know, season.
Yeah.
But it's really important against them.
Absolutely. You know, this team will allow you to beat yourself. They won't beat themselves. You know, that's what they've done the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, it's a team that plays an efficient brand of football. You know, so when you watch them play, it's going to be a clean game. You know, they figured it out. It's not about the scheme or having the best players, but about not beating yourself. You know, more games are lost than won. You know, so they won't beat themselves, but they will allow you to beat yourself. So we've got to win every snap, pre-snap, okay? And that means this, okay? It's a team that's going to have something different, you know, every series, every quarter. So we have to be very, very smart pre-snap. Once the ball snap, effort, obviously matchups matter, but pre-snap we got to be really good.
What do you expect from Martellus Bennett now that he signed yesterday? Do you expect him to be out there, and how does that change?
Well, their system won't change. You know, he played with those guys last year. So going back and watching the film from last year, they had more two tight end sets on third down. So that could be a different deal that we've seen in the last couple weeks. But, we have a plan for that. We have a plan for that.
We're here in these 4 weeks. What did you learn from yourself and grow, I guess, as a head coach?
Well, you learn as a head coach, man, it's different than being an assistant because you feel directly responsible for getting your team to play well. You know, and you know, we've had three games, out of the five losses where I thought that we could have played a better brand of football. You know, it's not so much losing to NFL teams, especially good teams. You know, we have a hard schedule. But how you lose sometimes, you know, that reflects back to me, and that part's tough, you know, when you're the head coach.
Vance, I think it was on Wednesday we saw that John Elway was out here watching practice.
Sure.
Over the last 4 weeks, what kind of guidance or conversation, support have you guys had?
John's been great. We talk every day about the roster, about the game plans. You know, it's all about staying with the process. You know, we've won with these players. We've won with this system. So we have to get back to playing a clean brand of football. We know the issues, guys. I mean, it's apparent, right? I mean, it's obvious our issues. Giving the football away. You know, we can't do that, you know, and we want to play in a fair game on Sunday, and that means not beating ourselves, you know, and that's where it starts on Sunday. We do that, that's a good start. Beat the Broncos.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you have any interest in Martellus Bennett?
No.
Is Trevor the backup?
Yes, he is. Trevor's the backup, and obviously Brock's the starter.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.